This goes to Deborah Altman, AultmanPAC. Fax 989-773-5061. Regarding Linda, last name is Beard, B like boy, E-A-R-D like David. Date of birth, October 3rd of 1951. Dear Ms. Altman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Beard with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was February 1st of this year. Since that time, she saw Dr. Shawi, who's a urologist in the Covenant system. He did a cystoscopy and told her that she had quite a bit of bladder residual. Although we don't have a report, I am going to request a report from Dr. Shawi's office, S-H-A-W-I, and to review the amount of residual urine that may be in the bladder after she voids. We do have kidney ultrasound, but not a post-void bladder scan. He did give her a Botox injection of 10 units in the bladder, and that stopped the urinary urgency and helped with the incontinence also. She's supposed to get that done every 6 months, she reports. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. She did go to the Mayo Clinic this year in May. She was diagnosed with a condition similar to Parkinson's disease, and they were trying to determine the actual diagnosis, if it is Parkinson's or a Parkinson-like syndrome, maybe brought on by certain medications, especially ones for bipolar disorder. So she may be going back to the Mayo Clinic for further evaluation. Some of her medications may need to be stopped before she can have further testing, she reports. She denies edema or claudication symptoms, no chest pain or palpitations. And she has lost 8 pounds over the last 6 months. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, aspirin was discontinued, Protonix also, Clonopin has been discontinued also. She's been started on Vraylar, V like Victor, R-A-Y-L-A-R, 3 milligrams once daily. She's also off the potassium K-DUR supplements. Her C-A-R-B-A-M-A-Z-E-P-I-N-E is 400 milligrams twice a day. That's an increased dose. She's on Sinemet 2500 four times a day and 5200 at bedtime. She's also on a clonidine patch, the 0.3 milligram for 24 hours once a week, and then she takes clonidine 0.1 milligram 3 times a day. The most helpful thing for her hypertension was the spironolactone. She's currently on 25 milligram once a day, and she's also on atenolol with chlorthalidone, 125 once a day for blood pressure. Norvasc to 10 milligram once a day. She is wondering if we can increase the spironolactone, which we certainly can do, and that may actually help the blood pressure even more. Physical exam, her weight is 190 pounds, 190. Blood pressure was 170 over 70, pulse 58 today at home. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 12th of 2022. Her creatinine was higher than we've seen previously, 1.6. Previous levels were between 1.1 and 1.3. She states that she has had some labs done out at Mayo also, but we don't have those results for comparison. Albumin, 3.9. Calcium is 9.9. Sodium, 142. Potassium is 3.7. Carbon dioxide, 32. Phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin is 9.8, that is slightly low, and normal white count and normal platelets. assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slight increase in creatinine level, hypertension, improved control but currently not at goal, anemia, and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. We will request a copy of the urology note from Dr. Shawi, and especially any information concerning urinary retention in the bladder. We need to know how much that actually is and what the volume is. That certainly can affect kidney function adversely. We shouldn't have more than 100 mLs of urine remaining in the bladder after voiding. We will increase her spironolactone to 50 milligram one daily. So that will be an increase from the 25 milligram. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.